all I kept thinking to myself this time around was, this can't be happening to me twice in one day. I thought I was going to die because I couldn't breathe. Every breath you took, you drew in dust and dirt, and you couldn't get no oxygen. And I remember convulsively coughing, as did all of the other people in the group. Literally, it was like drowning. You know, after a few minutes of coughing and hacking, the dust and the debris starting to settle down, we were able to get some oxygen. After we regain our composure, the next thing I recall is the fireman, Jeff Johnson, starting to look around to find a way out. He looks around the room, and then he finds a hole in the wall on the West Street side of the building, and he takes either a rug or a drape that he found, wedges it in some debris, throws it over the side of the building, and he says, this is our way out. We're going to climb down this rug. You know, again, I said, oh, boy, this is this is a little bit much for this is a little bit much for me to climb down this rug. But again, you know, the banquet manager of the hotel, he went down that rug, and I said, well, he made it. I can do it, too. And I remember just as I was getting on the rug, the other guy saying to the fireman, he says, this is crazy. And at any rate, I went down the rug or the carpet and down to the debris pile. I remember looking around and thinking to myself, this looks like a nuclear bomb has gone off in the city. Just complete desolation. There was a cloud of dust and debris. There were things still falling down around you. We get past the debris pile, get to the other side of West Street, and Jeff said to the three of us, said, you guys keep walking till you hit the river, and that's what we did. So we walk down, we get down to the river, and there's a policeman there, and he looked at me and he said, you're bleeding from the head. He says, you have to be evacuated out of the city. And to tell you the truth, until he said that to me, I didn't know I was bleeding. He said, I'm going to put you on a police boat. He said, we can't take you to a hospital in New York because there's no way to get out of the area. So we'll put you on the police boat and we'll take you to a hospital in New Jersey. And that's what they did. At Bayonne Hospital, they took a CAT scan and they said, look, you got some bleeding into the brain cavity and we're going to put you in intensive care. Fortunately, the bleeding stopped on its own. And 3 days later, they released me from the hospital. My wife had come up, and then we drove back to Washington. I was in no pain other than, you know, I had a lot of survivor's remorse or survivor's guilt, thinking, you know, why did you live?